everybody, and welcome to yet another episode of the Gameable Audio, your VGM podcast, where we focus surrounding composers and artists behind the music and everything inspired. I am your host, Kristoffer Schenström, and today we're going to talk about who is Wilbur Rogé II. And for me, when I first read his name, I actually thought it was Roguette, but apparently, considering me listening in on multiple interviews, etc., I finally understand that it's Rogé. And the reason for that is because of a French heritage. So, yeah, and this is also episode 32, as I forgot to say that. So yeah, today we're going to focus more about one specific composer. We don't have him here today to talk a little bit more about his work and how he kind of works surrounding the music. But I've been going through multiple interviews. I've been reading up on a couple of interviews that are only in text form, etc. And I tried to take bits and pieces in order to piece a little bit together of his history from the beginning and what led up to where he is today. So starting in from the first and foremost thing where it all started, Wilbert was actually born on the 7th of December 1983 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And he has been an active composer all since 2006, considering my age, etc., I mean, he's not super far off from me, only about 5 years, and, well, for me, and at my gymnasium at 2007, it's not far off, at least. So it's fun to see somebody in similar age as to myself, but a person that has so much more going on. I feel small in comparison to this, to be honest, but this is me now digging in through a lot of different engaging people, and this is what this podcast is all about, and that's why I love doing this. Anyway, Wilbert, he actually started playing the piano at the age of 4, and during his time at high school days, he actually became interested in cinematic storytelling, and specifically then for video games and, well, even more specifically at this point, Japanese video games and anime soundtracks. And some of these that are stated in these interviews and that he talked about are Hitoshi Sakamori and Nobuo Uematsu from the Final Fantasy series, and Yoko Kanno, who worked on the music for the anime Cowboy Bebop. Even as Wilbert grew up around music, anime, and video games, it actually took him a while before he started understanding film music and how it works. It actually took all the way up to the year of the college for him. Just understand how the music works and adjust to our mind as we take in the experience. And then later in 2005, Wilbert actually gets his bachelor in music at Yale University. And in 2006, he also starts his professional journey. But it actually takes all up to 2008 until we can find what we are looking for specifically. This time, he joins in at LucasArts Studio to work as a staff composer. So, even though this specific piece that we're going to listen to is not specifically made by Wilbert, we're still going to listen to a little bit of his first work. So, let's start with Star Wars Galaxies, the trading card game, and this is the track Leia's News, or Light of the Force, made by John Williams. Easy and beautiful tones of Leia's News, or Light of the Force, created by John Williams, and this was for the game Star Wars Galaxies, the trading card game. And the composer here for Star Wars Galaxies, and specifically the trading card game, was by the amazing American John Williams. And this is, of course, a little bit subject to, well, change as well. I'm gonna go in on that specifically. And the music here for the game were supervised by the American Jesse Harlan, and music was assisted by Wilbert. The game here was developed by the American studio and firstly founded as Sony Online Entertainment, which is now more known as Daybreak Game Studios. And finally, the game was released on PC exclusively back in 2008. So, looking into the music assistant here. So, on the title that Wilbert started out as was music assistant, meaning that he would at most times work on the music from the movies and help them with the implementation to the games. And by saying that, we are looking at how he interacts with the musical components. So in this case, John Williams pieces. And what was most important here to find for the games was to find perfect suited loops for the games. So it was more about interacting and implementing the music for the game, because when you have the track piece for a movie, it is pretty set for that specific scene, etc. So when we're listening to Leia's news, for example, here, like side to side for each other, then yes, we are hearing similarities, but we also hear some smaller differences to it. For me, when I'm listening to the comparisons to them, it feels like the Star Wars Galaxies soundtrack, or the songs that I could find, felt more like almost a remastered version of the original pieces. So there's still a lot of similarities to them, so we can definitely just hear that they are just trying to find something that is more suitable to the game. But anyway, during Wilbert's time at LucasArts, he actually worked on a whole lot of Star Wars titles. But in the following up of the years here after the Star Wars game, we also have The Force Unleashed. There he worked with the musical editing and implementation yet again. So we see the same kind of pattern as we did for this card trading game. And in his earlier years of the career here, we can see a whole lot of work as music editor or assistant, as he worked a lot on different games, specifically from the studio. But it takes all up to 2009 for him to do his own first soundtrack, and this time for the Polish sequel puzzle game called Chronicles of Mystery, The Tree of Life. And specifically, this was for the PC version. The game also had a DS version with similar story, but it had its differences. I actually looked through some gameplay. Like, you can see the similar characters, you see a similar story, but they are played differently. And with the PC having, like, a full voice acting, while the DS version did not. So, but especially we can hear a lot of differences in the music. So this is why we don't have Wilbert as a composer for the DS version. Anyway, following up on, more Star Wars titles here, it becomes so many more. I don't want to talk specifically about them, as we're coming to stop at them a little bit later as well. Anyway, we also get an Indiana Jones game, and this is specifically the Staff of Kings. I know we talked about this in a previous episode. I think it was a long time ago, though, but the game was released in 2009. But anyway, we are ending up at another game that he did work on a bit on him by himself. And, well, it all comes together for another special reason in why we find different individuals, etc. here. Let's continue on and let's play The Secret of Monkey Island Special Edition. This is the main theme made by Wilbert Roje II. As bongos, flute, and recorder, Wilbert joins in for this amazing soundtrack remastery. Most of all, this is the point in time where we need to talk a little bit more about another individual, and it is the American staff composer for LucasArts, Jess Harlan. We can see Wilbert working beside Jesse in a whole lot of games during his career, as Wilbert does have a lot of games in his credits from LucasArts. And yeah, of course, we can see that he worked specifically at this studio as well, mostly as an assistant composer. When it comes to this game, the game here was developed by the American studio LucasArts, and the game was released back in 2009 for PC, Xbox 360, and iPhones. And in 2010, the game was also released on Mac, PS3, and for iPads. The games that does follow up on this are Star Wars The Clone Wars Republic Heroes, Lucidity, Star Wars Battlefront Elite Squadron in 2009, and of course all these games that I just named were from 2009. What comes after is yet another Star Wars title, but this time, as we can see, it is the Ultimate Sith Edition or version of The Force Unleashed. Here we find Wilbert not as an assistant, but as an additional music composer. So, of course, we can also see him as music editing and implementation yet again. But most of all that we usually have tended to see in LucasArts games that Wilbert has been working on is as a music editing and implementation, and some specific ish if is this and that, like working the bongos, like we did in this track. But now we can see additional music composer. That means that Wilbert actually gets more of his own kind of work that it can put into the work for the video game. So the track we're going to listen to is, we're turning it back a little bit due to this, because we're going to listen to a track from Star Wars The Force Unleashed, but this is from one of the DLCs that we're going to talk about when we get back from the track. So let's roll out with Boba Fett Battle Theme by Wilbert Rogier II from the game Star Wars The Force Unleashed. Star Wars The Force Unleashed Boba Fett Battle Theme, and this is from the Tatooine DLC, and this specific track was made by Wilbert Rogier II. For the full composition, we also find the American composer Mark Griske. We also have the supervisor yet again, Jesse Harlan, and then for music editing, we have Wilbert. The Sith Edition was the full game that included all the DLC packs, the Hoth Mission Pack, Jedi Temple Mission Pack, and Tatooine Mission Pack. The game was released by the end of 2009, and was also released in 2010, releasing then on Mac. This version is also the first release of the game on PC and on Mac, which is also interesting to me, because, of course, I've been able to see this game on many consoles and so on, but I never really paid attention that it was not released initially on PC. So that was just fun. Curioso for me to get. Anyway, moving on from here, well, we are going to move a little bit more quickly now, as we're just gonna go through a little bit of games that Wilbur was working on during this point in time. So first of all, we're following up with LEGO Indiana Jones 2 The Adventure Continue, which is the last game in 2009. We have The Art of Murder, Cards of Destiny. We also had the PS3 release for The Secret of Monkey Island Special Edition, and then following up with the Monkey Island 2 LeChuck's Revenge Special Edition. And then, of course, we're going into Star Wars The Force Unleashed 2 that released in 2010. Following up on that one, yet another Star Wars game, having LEGO Star Wars 3, The Clone Wars, and then Star Wars The Old Republic in 2011, and then only Kinect Star Wars in 2012. And during of 2013, Wilbert actually leaves LucasArts in April to go full freelance composition or composer. At this point in time, he has actually been working a little bit of freelance, and this is back to ever since the 2002. Even though he was working at LucasArts. He also founded the sample studio Impact Soundworks, which in which he worked ever since 2007, working with samples and, well, getting all those samples and libraries out there. I guess to earn a little bit of extra cash. It's just a wild guess, I never really got a full confirmation. He talked a little bit more in the interviews about his work with Impact Soundworks, and it sounded interesting, to be honest. Even though he's starting to leave it a little bit now at this point and date, as we're getting closer to him being more full freelance and doing other work. Anyway, the game that does follow up after this time, and specifically only Kinect, is the game he works on as a full freelance composer. So the track we're going to listen to commemorate this point in his steps in his career, we're going to listen to Knives in the Dark from the game Lara Croft and the Temple of Osiris. And of course, this was composed by Wilbert Roget II. Lara Croft and the Temple of Osiris. This was the track Knives in the Dark by Wilbert Roget II. The music for this game did have multiple composers, but looking at Wilbert, he was the lead composer and supervisor of this project. Wilbert, however, did hire the Finnish composer Paul Hausman as the assistant composer, and this was specifically for his specialization in trailer music. The game itself here was developed by the American studio Crystal Dynamics, and the game was released back in 2014. And this game was released on PC, PS4, Xbox One, and lastly in 2020, also on Stadia. Lara Croft and the Temple of Osiris was Wilbert's first big soundtrack, and the game, together with the soundtrack, really took off. As the game was also nominated for the DICE Award for Outstanding Achievement in Original Music Composition. Though this game was still only nominated, but still quite an achievement. The game following are really big titles, and, well, we can definitely see more studios are looking forward to Wilbert and his compositions. Following Tomb Raider, or Lara Croft here, we also have the Call of Duty World War II from 2017. In 2019, we have a lot of different works from games as Mortal Kombat 11, coming back to Star Wars with Vader Immortal, Episode 1, 2, and 3 in 2019, we also can see work on Destiny 2. Of course, we already kind of passed the section point for when he worked on this the first time, as this track that we're going to listen to is from Destiny Forsaken, and, well, the reason for this is even though he worked on the upcoming expansion or DLCs available for this game, I was not able to get the music as a purchase. Though, however, with Destiny 2 Forsaken, I was able to do so. So we're going to listen to the track Accursed from Destiny 2 Forsaken. And this track was composed by Michael Salvaton, Sky Loon, and Wilbert Roget II. We'll be right back. There we have the last track of the week. This was from the game Destiny 2 Forsaken, and the track title was Accursed. So looking at the game here, it actually was released back in 2018, so we're moving it back a little bit considering the chronological timeline that we had here. But considering what I said before, it became a little bit problematic as I wanted to take a track from the later expansions or DLCs for this game, but in the end, since I didn't find anything, well, they are at some point going to release the tracks, hopefully. I really hope so, people can actually buy them and support the composers, but also the studios behind these games. Well, as it was hard to find anything, I just wanted to find a suitable track, and I really liked Accursed. It was really good, it had this really thumpiness to it. This is a type of action track, as you might have understood from the tempo and everything, and what this game or track kind of stood for. Anyway, when it comes to the Destiny games, Wilbur have actually worked on multiple content expansions within the series to date. But this was one of the first works that he did on the series, and the game was released by the American studio Bungie. And initially, it was released on the PS4, Xbox One, and PC. Well, following up on Destiny and their expansions, we had Shadowkeep in 2019 and The Witch Queen in 2022. Specifically, why I'm talking about these two are because these are two specific games that Wilbur did work on with the music. After that, we also land once again in a Mortal Kombat series, and this time it is the new game Mortal Kombat 1. And here we can see that he leads as the lead composer. And the last game, two games that we can find on his credit list, there are of course a couple more that I've seen, but the two last released ones that we can see are Smokin' Hot, as it is Helldivers 2, they're released on PC and PS5. There he worked on as the composer, and lastly, Pacific Drive, where he also worked as the composer. Wilbur is working on music, composition, editing, and samples, and have been doing that for over a span of 15 years. Well, considering what we have with my feelings here, on top of what I feel that Wilbur can be capable of, I really do hope that more studios will put their trust into this composer. I believe that we will be able to hear so much more inspiring tracks in the future. So, considering this, definitely check out the other interviews that other, I would say, companies. Usually you can find them with other podcasts, but also these like three podcasts / interviews that was going on over at YouTube. These three specific ones that I've been going through and listening to during the last 2 weeks here, I highly recommend you guys to listen through them as well, as they take up so much more in technical aspects, but also specifications that is kind of too nitpicky for me to cover since it's already covered as well. It's better for me to just push you guys into the right direction if you want to know more about Wilbert, but in my case, I think I did a pretty good job of showing a little bit who he is, how he has been going through in his career. And I really hope you guys enjoyed the tracks that I picked for this week as well. So with that said, I think it is time for me to close down this week's episode. So, other episodes of the Gameable Audio, you find those on our homepage at videospelsklubben.se. You also find us on Spotify or in your closest podcast app. Feel free to follow and comment on one of our social medias, either on Facebook or on Instagram. Just search for Gameable Audio and you'll be able to find us there. Give a follow, comment on the episodes, etc. That helps a lot for other people to find the podcast as well. You can also think about becoming a Patreon backer for this podcast to increase better quality, but also future content. But in the end, when I don't need any more money because, well, it covers with buying the music and also buying some bit of marketing when we have guested episodes. In the end, we're putting money back into new future composers that are up and coming. So the current awesome backers that we do have today over at Patreon is Daniel Onemark, Lars Schenström, Titti Schenström, Kevin Wikström, and Mike Björkholm. Also do remember that from time to time, we also have giveaways that are more exclusive to our Patreon backers. So this is also a great thing that will become like a bonus star for people who are backing this project. And you're able to be liable for these giveaways even with the smallest of the Patreon backs. Of course, backing more will also give you more what's called raffle tickets, which will help you or increase your chance to get these prizes. And of course, everything is sent free of charge when we have that, because I am utterly grateful that you guys are thinking about supporting this podcast. I really don't know what to say too much. I just love and adore the love that people have shown me on Discord and also over at Patreon and etc. It's just too much. I love it. Thank you so much. Links to where you can either buy and support the composer that we talked about today, you'll find those in our main post at videospelsklubben.se. And as information for the upcoming episode, it's going to be called Filler Radio Number 1. One of the reasons for this is I actually have a lot on my plate at the moment, and I still kind of wanted to do something. So for the next two episodes that are coming up in April, I'm basically going to have a little bit of a Q&A. Think of it just as a normal radio show. So if you guys want to send in a question to me that you was like, hey, Chris, what's your favorite game? And so on. It's going to be a more lively type of episode. It's going to definitely be shorter. Try to fill a little bit more with just music. So yeah, it's like our New Year special. Less talk, more focus on the music. Let's just enjoy these things together. So for the upcoming two episodes, it's going to be more filler radio for two reasons. I need more time for myself at this moment for my daily life. And second of all, I also will try my best in order to learn a new software. As I am having a little bit more money right now, I am going to buy a new software. I haven't like specifically chosen one software to buy yet, but hopefully it will bring up the quality and mixing possibilities for me, as I'm just using Audacity today, which is a free software service that we can utilize, or I can utilize. I've been using this ever since I started. It is time for me to level up to the next level and become more professional, I guess. No, but I really hope you guys will enjoy this, and I want to thank everybody from the bottom of my heart for listening in, sharing and liking these episodes. My name is Christopher Sjöström. This was episode 32 on Who is Wilbur Roget II? And the podcast theme music was, as always, composed by the amazing Thor Myrdal. And with that said, take care, everybody, and see you all, guys, next time!